Sigalia and James Arthur, Lasting Lover, 11 past 7 PT in the Big Show. Very good morning to you, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Hope you're doing okay, especially after yesterday's earthquake. The state rocked by a record 5.9 magnitude tremor. The epicentre in Mansfield, and it was about 10 k's down, which means at that depth it wasn't as bad as it could have been, given Christchurch was 6.3, and you know the devastation that happened over there. What I didn't know is that we have seismic equipment, seismology equipment, right here in Ballarat. As a matter of fact, it's housed at the Mount Clear Secondary College, and from the Earth Ed STEM Centre, good morning to Trish Dower. How are you, Trish?
Yeah, great, PT. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Exciting times in this department for you, given you're the leading teacher there.
Yeah, absolutely. What a day.
What a day indeed.
Well, and we were on holidays. We missed it.
I said to you off air, imagine if it happened at 9:15 a.m. on a day where school was fully back. The excitement through the students would have been just phenomenal, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have been. Well, for lots of reasons, it would have been wonderful to be at school, but it also would have been pretty exciting to be there with the with the seismometer going off and having that real live experience, which is kind of what EarthEd's about.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you had that equipment there, Trish?
So the centre opened up in around 2011, and at around that time, the Australian's Seismology in Schools program started. So we were selected, EarthEd was selected to have one in situ. And part of that too is being a specialist STEM centre, one of our main areas, I suppose, is earth sciences, including, our dynamic earth and geology and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we were the perfect fit.
So not only is it a teaching tool, but you report back to Geoscience, is that right?
Well, it's live data, so it records 24/7, 365, so it's always recording. I think sometimes we might send some erroneous data through, because when students come to the centre for some of the programs where we're studying the Earth and tectonic movements and how our planet is formed, we do sort of simulate. We get the kids to run around and do sorts of things so that we can actually see that live data happening. But it's one of the live data feeds that goes into the network.
Yeah, that's quite incredible. And as I said, school was in for me, because I didn't even realise we had this sort of technology here in Ballarat. Quite incredible. Now, obviously, you and your teachers and your students weren't at school yesterday, but there were texts going around between all of the teachers and saying, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And, of course, you logged in to see the seismic movement that went on yesterday morning at around 9:15.
Yeah, it was quite incredible. We're only a small team at EarthEd. There's only, half a dozen of us that work there. And as soon as it happened, it was like, did you feel that? And did you feel that? And we're all kind of jumping onto Quake Watch and Geoscience Australia. And then we thought, oh, let's have a look to see what's been recorded. So we were able to log in. And I'm not sure if people have seen the courier today, but you can see the data where the earthquakes occurred with the seismogram there.
Yeah, there's a picture on page 3 of the Courier, and we'll get that up onto our website a little later on this morning as well. Trish, why did this happen? Do you know?
Well, I think, listening to a lot of the media yesterday and probably a lot of the experts, a big part of it is, the Earth is a dynamic planet, and it's been changing for millions and millions of years. But Australia is actually on the Australasian plate, and we're moving north around about 8 centimetres a year. So there's always constant movement. The Earth's not a solid sphere, and you get a build-up of pressure. And although we're not on a plate boundary, there's still differences in the depth of the crust, and there can be cracks and fissures. And, apparently where the earthquake has occurred up at Mansfield, it's on what's called the Governor Fault, which is sort of near the Great Dividing Range. Mm. And over time and over millions of years, You know, these things do occur. So it's the biggest earthquake ever recorded in Australia. Yeah,
it's quite phenomenal. And when you say we're moving north about 8 centimetres a year, that's not a big move, but in terms of the Earth, it's a very big move, a rapid move, if you like.
That's right. It's not in a year. You know, we don't really notice it. It's actually quite interesting. But over millions of years it is. But interestingly, things like, you know, when we use our GPSs and our maps and things in our cars, that's all tied into the plate movement. And so I think it's every 5 years they have to reset where Australia or where all the continents actually are in relation to a data plot, because or else we would have, you know, our maps would all be wrong.
I'd be going to the wrong address, Trish.
Yeah, well, you might be going into somebody's front yard or, you know, and if you think about, you know, with farming, you know, a lot of the farmers use GPS with their tractors and things, and they plot out their, you know, the tractors working in the field, and it's all sort of automated. But if this data isn't all upgraded and it's all got in relation to, you know, where the continents are and where the plates are moving, we'd have tractors going through barns and fences and all sorts of things.
And so, probably into dams and so forth as well. It's so interesting, Trish, how it all ties together. And I'm so appreciative that you answered my call yesterday and were able to come on the show this morning to talk about it more and give a bit more of an explanation. How likely is it that we're going to get aftershocks in the coming weeks, do you think, Trish? And is there a possibility of another tremor like that?
It's highly likely, in fact, probably without doubt, we'll have aftershocks probably for quite a long time. And, you know, that's due to the, you know, the energy in an earthquake is massive. And so that large, you know, that 6 on the Richter scale, that movement, you know, caused a lot of movement, a lot of damage. And so over time, you know, we're likely to have aftershocks for a number of months. And the thing with earthquakes is they can't be predicted. Mm. So although very, very rare, and obviously, you know, like there was one in Newcastle, I think, in 1989, and there was one over in the West, I think it was in the 60s, we can't predict if it may or may not ever happen again. And we're probably lucky that it happened out in the countryside out toward Mansfield. I know that there was some damage at Mansfield, and there's been some damage in some gold mine. There was a damage in a mine.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But I think it was a pretty amazing day, and certainly one that many of us will remember.
For a long time to come. A long time to come. The strongest measured quake in Australia was about 6.6. That was in Tennant Creek back in 1988. Trish Dower, thank you so much for your time. And here's hoping we don't get another one as strong as that for quite some time to come.
That's right. Thanks, BT. And have a great day, Ballarat, out of lockdown.
Yoo-hoo! Well, it's fantastic. Yoo-hoo. It's great news. Trish Dower, leading teacher at the Earthhead STEM Centre from the Mount Clear Secondary College. It's 7:19.